Hello, welcome to this podcast, episode 2 of The Holidays, From Stressful to Graceful. I'm your host, Betsy Lytle-Smith, Master Facilitator with the Virtues Project, and I'm really delighted to be able to share with you a couple of thoughts and suggestions for how we can make this holiday season more joyful and peaceful for ourselves. One of the things we need to do during the holiday season is to set clear boundaries around our time and energy and money. Setting clear boundaries is a third strategy of the Virtues Project. And when we set clear boundaries, it keeps us safe and protects our time and energy. During the holidays, we can set boundaries for ourselves. And this will often take assertiveness and courage. I love this quote by Linda Cavalin Popoff. Cultivating your assertiveness to set clear boundaries places you at the helm of your life, rather than tossing you about in the sea of whatever happens. It allows you to manage your time, protect your health, make your family life more harmonious, and live by your true calling. Boundaries safeguard your joy. And this is from the book Pace of Grace. The holidays can also be a time of grief and sadness, especially if you've lost a loved one. And I think self-care is really important at this time of year, but often it gets left out in our busy schedules. So let's take a look at the handout called Setting Clear Boundaries, and also the featured Virtues handout, Creating More Meaning and Balance and True Joy for the Holiday Season. I think we really first must discern what's important to us and what's not working. And you did that in the last episode, 1. We spent quite a bit of time on that, of how, you know, we're looking at what brings us joy, what's really meaningful, and what our truth is. And now it's time to think about, you know, how can we make that, create some action steps that are helpful for us in creating our heart's desire. Boundary setting is often about the virtue of justice, or that's really the foundation of the boundaries. We need to think about what's fair to all concerned, and how can we protect our time and energy while being fair with ourselves and others. So I'm going to read The Virtue of Assertiveness, and if you have the handout, you can follow along. Assertiveness is speaking one's truth with peaceful confidence. We have the courage to speak up for what we believe is right. We tell the truth about what is just. Assertiveness comes from knowing our own worth and honoring the dignity of who we are. We stand on our own holy ground and set boundaries without guilt. We never beg or make demands. We ask for what we need by making simple, positive requests. We treat ourselves with respect and expect respect at all times. And I know that for me, I do feel some guilt if I'm not meeting others' expectations, especially my children. I know that they have certain expectations for the holiday seasons, and I want to be able to live up to their expectations and also consider my own needs and what works for me at this stage in my life. So assertiveness is really important for me and probably for you too in really speaking my own truth with peaceful confidence and using my courage to speak up for what I believe is right. So let's take a look at the handout, Setting Clear Boundaries, and we're going to discern what's important to us and what's not working. So the first question is, what boundary will we set for ourselves around our time and energy and or money? So let's just reflect on that for a moment, perhaps make some notes if you want to hit pause on this recording. And the second question is, if we set a boundary, what are the benefits to us and to others? Because boundary setting can really provide some benefits to us. But oftentimes we don't think about it. We think that boundaries are like rules and are kind of harsh, but they really do protect our time and energy. So number 2 is, if we set a boundary, what are the benefits to us? And then what are the benefits to others? The third question is, what virtues are necessary for us to set the boundary and follow through? So what virtues will help us set a boundary and follow through with that boundary? It might be different for each person. you have a list of 100 virtues there, you might take a look at that and say, okay, what virtues will help me right now set the boundary and follow through? I've put a couple of examples for you of how to set a boundary. So my statement is, I overspend every year. The boundary I am setting is to spend, fill in the blank, total for presents, tree, and cards. The virtue that will help me is reliability to myself and orderliness to keep track of what I'm spending. I also need self-discipline to say no to things that are out of my budget and to use cash instead of credit cards. The second boundary I've given as an example is about time and energy. And the statement is, I get exhausted trying to do too much every year, and then I'm cranky, resentful, and unhappy. The boundary I will set is that every day I will use self-care by setting aside time for me. It might be a hot bath, a massage, a walk, or prayer time, or reading, or just sitting. I need self-discipline and gentleness and caring for myself and assertiveness to say no when I don't feel like going or doing. So those are just two examples of a way to set clear boundaries, and I invite you to do that yourself right now, to just write a boundary for yourself based on what your personal needs are and what your challenges are. So I'm really hoping that this year will be different for you. If you have been stressed in the past, that you are able to take time for yourself to really reflect on what you want, what's really meaningful in the holidays for you, and to bring joy to your life. I'll now read the virtue of joyfulness from the Featured Virtues handout. Joyfulness is a deep sense of well-being that fills us with delight and hope. We appreciate the gift of life and savor its richness. We enjoy simple pleasures. We find the humor in things. We allow joy to carry us through the painful times. We take ourselves lightly and remember to play. Joy comes when we are being true to a soulful purpose. It gives us an abiding sense that all is well. So I hope that you found this podcast very helpful and meaningful for you, and you've been able to take some time for yourself to reflect and to move forward with joy and peace. I invite you to take a look at the Virtues Project website, which is virtuesproject.com, and also to my website, virtuestraining.com, where you will see a list of workshops offered. Especially at this time of year, you might want to look at A Pace of Grace, which will really help us look at the different aspects of our lives and find virtues and practices that will really be helpful in terms of our health, our spiritual life, our relationships, and how we can really create a sustainable life for ourselves that protects our time and energy. So that's it for now. I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any comments, please email me at betsy@virtuestraining.com. And again, take a look at the website, virtuestraining.com. I wish you a very happy and joyful and peaceful holiday season.